Under clear skies and calm seas, the St. Nicholas takes off from the dock by the ferry terminal, with 30 passengers and a handful of crew. This isn't a typical tour excursion. Today, the St. Nicholas is standing in for the Alaska Marine Highway Ferry Columbia, and carrying a potential nuclear threat. Later on, members of the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Juno and the Juno Police Department will board the vessel. But for now, Allen Marine Tours puts out coffee and donuts for passengers who range from retirement age to college students. Despite the serious nature of the exercise, volunteers are enjoying themselves.
Like everybody said, I really want to thank you for being here. I mean, although it's a pretty nice day for a boat ride.
That's Rich Bainham with the Coast Guard Exercise Support Team. He explains that the training scenario involves a radiological device planted somewhere on the boat by terrorists. Earlier, a device emitting low levels of radiation was hidden on board. The response team will use detection equipment to locate it.
Well, your role is simply passengers, right? Somewhere in this scenario, there could be some bad guys, some bad gals, but you're not one of them.
Jack and Judy Marshall, both in their 70s, came along for the free boat trip. Their daughter told them about the opportunity.
Yeah, with all this sun and everything, it's going to be really beautiful out here. You know, a lot of mountains are white and, it should be great. Maybe see a whale or two, you know.
And they do, almost immediately. A humpback whale surfaces nearby, and passengers head for the stern with their cameras. Carolyn Garcia is on the email list for Juno's Emergency Planning Committee. She signed up as soon as they put out the call for volunteers last week.
Well, I'm interested in the drill just because I'm also a Red Cross volunteer and because I am interested in helping respond to emergencies and participate and just know what's going on as far as what the rest of the community are doing.
After a few hours spent floating offshore, a Coast Guard boat approaches. They pull up alongside the boat and board quickly, plastic guns in their holsters.
We're gonna take everybody in one by one, okay? Have your IDs ready. Don't reach for them yet until we're about to take you in, okay? So we'll start from here and work back. So once you're ready, sir.
The team asks passengers to sit with their hands above their heads until they can verify their identities. It's a serious exercise, but not without light moments.
Okay, so let's all go downstairs, wait in front of the donuts, and then we'll see who's back here.
Passengers secured, the team searches the boat and locates the hidden device.
We're done with the role playing and everything, so thank you guys, appreciate all your help.
Coast Guard Lieutenant Tim Storbeck is part of the team of coordinators in charge of the exercise. He said he was happy with the team's performance. While a terrorist scenario may seem like a remote threat for Juno, he said the point was to test response capabilities and make Juno safer.
If something major happened where we absolutely needed the police department to go out, if we hadn't practiced beforehand, for example, they don't carry life jackets because they don't have a maritime unit. So the Coast Guard had to provide life jackets for the police department. Now, we wouldn't want to find that out when we're going out to respond to some sort of a scenario.
Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell agreed. While each of the participant groups involved in the scenario conduct their own regular exercises, the chance to collaborate is invaluable.
We don't get that many opportunities to work with them like that, so this is a good opportunity for us to work together, one, to see how are things working, how is our communication.
The exercise continued Thursday, with the teams picking up right where they'd left off. Evaluators will hold a debrief to review how things went at the end of the week. In Juno, I'm Adeline Baxter.